I'm really sorry, folks.
The presentation should be running. I just installed my new operating system, Windows 95.
Try typing sysedit.exe.
Thank you.
Check your autoexec.
No, look at your config. Dot.
Live from Bill's bedroom in post-apocalyptic Clifton Park, New York, land of the free, home of the brave. It's the Mac and Chat Variety Hour, or two, or three, with your host, Mark. There's no such thing as too much hair gel, Delphs, and Bill. What the do you mean? Watch my mouth, Susie. This week's special guest, Jay Brady from the local band Big Lights in the parking lot with Brings Big Hair. The triumphant return of Steve, I'm all out of colors jobs, and Bruce, sometimes Victoria High Quality, and as always, Ed, Casey Kasem is a sissy McMahon.
All right, nice intro. Number six, here we are again.
Wow.
I can't believe it. I can't believe we haven't been tossed off the air.
Are we a .com yet? Did we make $1 billion?
Yes, we are .com. MacandChatRadio.com.
.com.
What are you doing over there?
.radio.
Reading the paper?
Yep.
Well, why? We're in the middle of a
show.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Sorry. Excuse me.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you. This is supposed to be introduction banter.
Introduction banter. Hold on. I have to grab a Cupertino light. Excuse me.
Oh, I forgot all about that. Let me see. I'm loaded over here, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Loaded?
I mean, no, I'm loaded. I'm loaded with a full can.
Oh, all right, good.
What about our brand new listeners that don't understand Cupertino Light?
The new listeners who don't understand Cupertino Light, we're going to give you a little bit of background. After a while, we're not going to give you any more background. But basically, Cupertino Light is a company out of Cupertino, California, which is also the hometown of Apple Computer and Stephen P. Jobs. And what they did is we got in contact with them before we started this show, and we asked for a little promotion, a little cross deal here, and basically what they did is they said, hey, we'll send you some free beer, promote our product, and we can also help you, we told them we can help them design their website and their logo, which we...
Corporate identity.
Still haven't done yet.
We're getting to it. We got to do our own site first.
True. And what
they do is
they keep sending us beer, we keep promoting them.
They're a microbrew, right?
Microbrew. And the special thing about Cupertino Light is that they are one of the very few, if not one of the only microbrews, that actually produce a light beer, which is, it's pretty popular,
It doesn't fill us up.
No, it doesn't. We drink, 9, 10,
cases?
15 a night. So we really like it. And they just keep shipping it out. The funny thing about this is that it seems to come every single Monday. I come home. The UPS guy's, waiting at my door.
Drunk out in the doorstep.
He's passed out.
What do you got in the box?
This guy's delivering.
This is good stuff.
Is that all the introduction banner that we got to do?
No.
Oh, all right.
We got, 6 or 7 points on here.
Wow. I have a quick introduction point here in the light banner.
Yes.
It didn't make it into the news, but our local newspaper here says that computer costs soar, studies say. And I just want to read you a real quick thing. The state of New York has spent $362 million on computer systems that several lawmakers describe as boondoggle. I don't know what that
boondoggle?
Means.
Boondoggle? That's in the local paper.
Yeah, it says boondoggle.
Can you tell we're from upstate New York?
Hey, it cost you more than 3 times the original price tag.
Hey, boondoggle, come down
hey.
Here.
Hey, that's sassafras.
Boondoggle, it's time for dinner.
That's right. My butt's itchy. Come here and scratch it.
The story, please.
Costing more than 3 times the original price tag and failing to work properly after 5 years. So
they must be talking about non-Macintosh machines.
Well, let me just read another little part of this thing. It says, if I can find it here, IBM was the contractor, as long with Anderson Consulting, now known as Accenture, and they did the bidding on this. So these are PCs made by IBM, which cost too much, way too much, and don't last long enough.
I swear to God, the other day I had to deal with a PC at work, one of the two at work. I said to myself numerous times, how does the world run on these freaking machines?
So we got a little bit of a theme going on right now. We have a little theme through this show. You're going to hear us say, get a Mac! No, we're not going to say that. So that's our little theme. The theme this week is get a Mac. And you'll see a little bit later that we're going to tell you a little bit about get a Mac. And why we think you should get a Mac, because
what if they don't get a Mac? Are they going to end up like the people in that story?
Yeah, they will probably be shot and killed, those types of things. So
I can't believe the world runs on those machines. They write stories in the newspaper that the world runs on the machines, and they don't run correctly, yet they still sell millions of dollars of this equipment.
Well, if you read the rest of the article, the article gets into other stuff that's really irrelevant towards this whole thing. But they go on to say that they went through this contraction type thing where this person bidded and that person's bidded and this and that. And they bid a price and it was too much.
Go!
And what happens is that the computers just pretty much break down and they don't work. And now they're all junk and they have to sell. They have to sell them. Exactly. As you can see, Mark has his own computer this week. Now, he doesn't have his own computer. He's still using my old...
Don't touch me there.
He has my old iBook because...
What do you have?
I have a new titanium.
And that's our next segment of introduction banter. Yeah, you can't even find your goddamn sounds, let alone play them.
It's too fast. I can't find it.
Let
me try this again. I have a new titanium. Yeah, they want that. That's right. Get down.
Can you talk about a little bit? You got to apologize, or actually, I have to apologize because I put out today on the mailing list that we were going
to
do a
review. I apologize to no one.
But you said you don't want to do a review tonight, so.
Well, the thing is that I was going to do a review, a full-fledged review in the Mac and Chat style, which takes what, 7 or 8 seconds?
Yes.
But we actually were going to do a real review of this, go through the machine, and what we started to notice, is that there's a lot of people saying, "Well, this doesn't work and that doesn't work," and every time I touch
it,
bites me.
Did you get on that mailing list today? That I told you.
I didn't get on it yet. No, but I was going to get on.
There's a lot
get on
of
tomorrow.
Posts. I mean, it's like 50-50. Like one guy will write, "This thing is the greatest machine in the world." One post later, "This machine is the biggest piece of crap that ever hit the planet."
Right. And what the funny thing is that I
user error.
Yeah. Right. The thing that I see a lot of time is that a lot of these people keep saying, like, the honeymoon is over. The honeymoon is over. It's like, this is a great machine, and it's just unfortunate. Yeah. It's unfortunate. I'm going to take that computer right away from you.
Go ahead. I'll stop.
But they said the honeymoon is over, and they go, this is this bad, and that's bad, and this bad. And it's like they're whining and pissing and moaning like crazy. I've had this machine for almost a week now. And I can honestly say that I cannot find anything wrong with it.
You've even picked it up and flew it around the room.
Oh yeah, I the other day I was playing on the computer, and I was playing a game, and I just kind of like walked around, and it was still on. I went from the kitchen to the living room. I sat down on the couch, put the thing on my stomach, and
but like you said, you might have one of the later ones. They're probably
right.
And thank God I'm ordering one of the
ones. I have a feeling that a lot of these problems, like the DVD thing scratching. I mean, yeah, it did make a noise when I lifted it up. 45 degree angles, but the iBook did the same thing.
A lot of the posts said there was a loose battery that was making the
yeah,
the
I saw that too.
On.
So what we did is we put the review on hold. I'm going to give it another week. The other thing too is that the sound input, the headphones doesn't work, the sound export, the headphone jack doesn't work. You plug a headphones in there, and then all of a sudden the speakers blow up and. You have to replace the
You didn't get
the
that, though, yet, right?
I've unplugged the thing about
Yeah, you're
a
plugged
times.
In right now. And it's
I'm
working
plugged in right now. And I can plug in.
I got to say
out.
One thing. From my angle here, I can see the Apple logo on the flip side glowing. It's pretty damn cool.
That
it's
is
right side up.
One thing that kind of freaked me out is that when the other day I started the thing up, and the light was hitting the logo, and before it started up, you could see the logo shining through the screen.
That's interesting.
I said, wow, that's kind of cool.
Got to put that on the list. I hate this machine. The freaking light drives through. Well, I can't wait for mine. I ordered mine a couple days ago, so I have a custom build-to-order machine. Thank you very much.
As was mine.
30 gigs. Mister.
Mine was 20 gigs.
I have to outdo you. 30, baby.
Of course.
I'm working on 30. Steve Jobs is custom building mine on his desk in Cupertino.
Yeah, I heard he's just like, you know, putting away with it. He's like,
it's one key at a time.
It's like, a level. Here's a pixel. Okay, here's another pixel.
You know who I did?
I'm tired.
Can I rant and rave for a moment while we're doing introduction banter?
Sure.
Where did I order my... Well, let's start from scratch. How did you pay for your tie book?
Well, I saved up a whole bunch of pennies.
How did you pay for your tie book?
I bought it with coupons from Walmart.
How did you buy your tie book?
I bought it with the Apple loan.
Correct. I got on there. I filled out the Apple loan thinking I was going to get about $2. They gave me like $8 million to spend, you know, come out to the company, stay a while.
Did you buy that that jet from them?
Yes, that's on the Apple loan. And they said you can take as long as you need to pay it back, so I'm doing that. And so I got my Apple loan. I ordered the thing from the Apple store, like you did. And I'm waiting, you know, a couple day later, I happen to look at the invoice. They're charging me $200 sales tax from a different... That doesn't fit this situation at all. They're charging me $200 sales
tax.
The
cat was very excited about that.
And they were very rude.
You know, I did the same thing. And when I went there, I called them up and I asked them about that. And what I said was that...
But you ended up paying $200 sales tax.
No, it wasn't that much, actually. It was about $130, actually, sales tax.
Oh, because I have the 30-gig model, that's why.
That's right.
But anyway,
I have mine. And it's right here.
I promptly
you can't touch it.
I know, but I promptly had to buy elsewhere. Apple, every Ooh. Online store in the world does not charge sales tax. You guys Woo-hoo! Should not either. Woo-hoo! You're already getting a premium for the machines. You don't need to charge sales tax. So I took my business elsewhere. I went to the smalldog.com.
No!
What do you know about Small Dog?
Well, Small Dog, they actually sell computers and chihuahuas.
That's correct. They are an Apple authorized dealer.
I think every time that you buy a Macintosh product, they ship you a small dog, like a Chihuahua.
Yeah, that's right.
Or
that's
a
just like Outpost. Outpost used to give you a gift. Small Dog gives you a gift.
Yeah, it gives you a dog. And the funny thing about that is that my friend bought a modem from Small Dog, and they got a German Shepherd, but it didn't make it to the shipping.
So I see their ads all over the net everywhere. So I said I'm gonna buy from them.
Smelled bad.
So here we are, smalldog.com. Hopefully they won't let me down. I'll hear from them shortly.
Now you had a pretty good experience with those guys. You chit-chatted with them, and they were pretty friendly with you.
Yep, very friendly.
And helped you out.
Yeah, they were really great. They were really down to earth. And it's a little shop up in Vermont, which is not far from here. And hopefully they're going to do some good
really?
Work for us. And maybe we'll get them up on the show for sponsorship
or
something.
That'd be kind of cool.
Be pretty cool. I think that'd be our first big, big, big sponsor. Apple ISP is our other big sponsor, but... Mm-hmm. Small Dog's up there.
And
AllU.com, our official outfitter. And Cupertino Light, our official beer. And Trojan Condoms, never mind. And what do we got for more banter?
Beer.
What about those Apple ads? Ad, I should say.
Beer.
Are you done? Don't make me get my sounds out. Do I have the beer sound over here?
Yeah, you do. You have the beer sound.
This one?
Ooh.
Okay, what about the Apple ads? We're already 12, 13 minutes into the show, and we have, again, no content
All. Everybody keeps complaining there's no content, but you know what? There's not supposed to be.
There isn't.
This is just this is the variety show.
So don't mail me saying, where's the content?
Hey,
it's not here. If you
I don't understand. I called for the help zone.
Let's give a friendly plug. If they want content, maxshowlive.com.
Sure, go there. These guys have content coming out of their asses.
That's what they do. They do
content
real news
all over the place.
We do comedy and skits and funny stuff.
Exactly. So if you need content, go to our competition. Not a really competition.
It's Sean King.
Go over there. Get all the content you need when you want to screw around and waste time and sit around and drink
two
beer.
Hours, baby. Last
two
week.
Hours. Yeah, sit here and hang out with us. That's what we're for. We're here to just screw around. We're the guys that, you know, you have fun with. So
what about your vulgarity problem, Bill?
Well,
we had a couple little scathing emails last week, didn't
we? Yeah, well, we actually swore. Yeah, I know.
Say it right now. Say what the show is about right now. Give them the warning. They can leave right now. Hit stop.
Parental discretion is advised.
If we slip and swear, we're going to do it. So just
You'll
deal
probably
with it.
Hear occasional shit and ass every once in a while, but the F word is usually edited out.
Tell them it.
what happened last week, because we are using technology, and sometimes technology fails us. We actually taped this whole thing, and we had Bars Uber Rich from Metallica here. And we taped the whole thing, and we run everything through iTunes, and we made an MP3 of the interview or whatever it was that we taped. And then what we did is we went through and
we attempted to block it out.
Well, we blocked it out because we thought it was kind of funny if he sort of swore, you know. So then we did that, and we were doing all that stuff, and we got it all worked out. And then I got the file over here, and I double-clicked on it, and it was the wrong file.
Sorry.
It was the unedited file. So
what are we going to do, stop it and try to search for it?
Well, actually, we did stop. It was at the end when he swore, so we stopped it there. He actually swore a couple more times, so we actually stopped it. So we do apologize for that. And then we also heard that I told somebody to shoot themselves in the head
The wonderful, once again, our wonderful guys at appleisp.com bailed us out of that one. They said, just try not to do that anymore.
So I want to say a little disclaimer here. If I tell anybody to do anything, like physical harm to themselves, don't do it. All right, there. There's my disclaimer. So on that note, we can go into the rest of the show.
No, we have one more thing to mention, the new website.
No, you actually missed that, the Gold Master of OS 10.
Oh yeah, that should be
lacking.
More news,
is lacking features.
Yeah, no DVD playback supposedly.
Honestly, I don't think that's news.
It can't cook.
Who's gonna run OS 10 exclusively? It's my only operating system. Nobody's going to. Nobody on the planet is going to.
What about your neighbor Carl?
He may. He's kind of one of those on the edge guys.
So then, don't say that.
True. Sorry. But most people will have dual boots.
I have dual boots. I have a left and a right, and they're a little dripping because of the snow, but I have dual boots.
Did you take them off before you came in the house?
Of course.
You're going to piss off the cats.
I know. What about the other lacking features like coffee maker?
Coffee maker, corkscrew.
Toaster.
Toaster. Apple was promoting the toaster, and it's not going to come through. And the AM radio. It's not going to make it
just
this build.
Guys, give Apple a break. It's a 1.0 release. It will all be out there. Look! Oh, there's our studio phone.
Studio phone. Look at that.
Should we answer it? Should we see who it is?
I don't know. I'm afraid. Maybe my roommate will answer it.
God forbid.
I don't know.
Get off the couch for a minute.
Do you think it's somebody trying to get a hold of us to get on the show?
I doubt it because they don't have a number.
That's right.
So we don't have a studio phone yet. We're working on it. We're going to get there.
We'll get there. Yeah. And the photon torpedoes will not be included in OS 10.
Yeah. So right. We'll get that.
The website is getting worked up. Is upset.
Yeah, we have a brand new website under wraps because I found that it's just too small. We're just starting to add all these sections, and I want to do a book review on there, and I want to do all this other stuff, and I just couldn't fit it on. And it's optimized for a G4.
Wow.
It's going to be wider to fit on your cool screen and my cool screen in 3 weeks.
And we'll have.
I know we have a lot of guys listening from the Power PowerBook G4 list because I kind of slipped today and said. Come hear our show. We're going to do a nice review of the PowerBook G4. And, of course, I in the face.
I emailed them, too, and what I told them is...
Go ahead. Make my day.
Too many sounds. Jesus, like a sound war.
Well, you know, we had like, you know, two shows where we used a shout at the end of the program, and now we're trying to fit them in like normal people do. That's enough. For Christ's sake.
I never had 82 sounds available to me at any one moment. And this cool program from appleisp.com is working really well over here, the sound program.
It is cool. I do like that.
It works.
It works.
These guys are like little magicians over there.
I know.
Man. You asked for some. Hey, I want a brand new BMW Roadster.
Yeah, you know what's funny is that the one guy from AppleISP just sent me his own OS 10. He just wrote it the other day and just sent the whole thing to me. The thing works great.
OS 11?
OS 11. He said, screw it, I'm just going to write the whole thing. It took him like, what, a day?
It was about 13 hours.
Did you hear about that new movie that's coming out?
No.
Worldwide will witness the next generation in children's movie classics. For the makers of Toy Story and A Bug's Life, Pixar Studios will introduce you to the next marketing sensation. It'll be on everything from lunchboxes to women's underwear. Pixar and Morrison Plastics are proud to present 101 Blue Dalmatians. House dogs, street dogs, dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. a story about a man in a dream. A story about what happens when you mix plastic and animals. A story about how to sell computers without even trying. A story about 100 lovable blue Dalmatian Dymax and stores that love to sell them. This spring, you too will learn to love the color blue with polka dots, just like Steve knew you would. And you'll also understand that substance is not nearly as important as style.
This spring, Pixar wants you to bring home 101 blue Dalmatians.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't wait to go see that. I wonder if that's going to be all animated.
Where are we getting all these commercials and sponsors from already? We've only been doing, what, six shows now?
I figure we're going to go straight to jail.
Jesus.
Using all these corporations.
I don't
think
so.
No, is there like free advertising to them or what?
Give a slap on the wrist, if that. I hope.
You think? You never know, because Steve might get pissed and, like, shoot you.
Oh, great. Don't be telling people to shoot people. Didn't we learn our lesson last week?
That's true, but you never know. Steve might get pissed off and blow us up or something. I don't know. He's got that jet. He might just throw some... What the hell is that?
Somebody's at the door, I think.
Hold on. Let me go check.
Who is it? Because we got news. Don't go too far, because we got the news to do.
I'll be right back. Hold on.
I don't know who the hell that is. Whoa! Oh, my God. What is this? Oh, yeah! Dear God.
Can I get up? Whoa!
Excuse me. Who?
Right.
Who are you, sir?
Yeah. That's right. I'm talking about it.
Sir, who are you? And why are you in
the
studio? Who are you and why are you in my studio? And where's Bill? Who are you?
He is out of the room. Woo! That's right.
I'm a little lost here. Oh,
can I get a social? That's right. We're going to put it up in the air. We're going to wave it around, and we're going to get a wahoo.
What is a social? I don't understand who you are.
It's an ice cream sachet.
I'm so confused right now. Who are you, and why are you in this studio?
Yeah.
Who are you? I don't get it. Who are you?
Let's get going. Come on.
Where's that? Where are you playing the music from?
Come on! Yeah! Woo!
Sir, what are you doing here? Who are you?
Kick it! Yeah! Who's that? Get out! Hola! Sing a fucking nigga!
Sir, calm down. Who are you?
That's right! Whoa!
Will you please tell us who you are?
Oh, yeah! That's right! The snow's not gonna stop us! We're gonna keep on rocking all night long. Tell me one time. Okay. Tell me one time. Everybody, can I get a wahoo? Everybody,
wahoo.
Go.
Wahoo, who are you?
All right. Yeah.
Who exactly are you, and why are you in our studio?
My name is Jay Byrne.
Jay Byrne?
Yeah.
Are you from a band, Jay Byrne?
Yeah.
What band would you be from?
The baddest, the meanest band you'll ever see. It's Big Lights in the Parking Lot. Brings me
Big Lights in the Parking Lot.
Brings big hair, baby.
Brings
That's right.
big hair.
That's right.
Are you here to plug or something? Who are you?
I'm just here. I'm going to hang out with you boys, see what you guys are doing.
I see.
We use those computers there. The iMac is in production of all of our videos.
I see. So you're a Mac fan.
That's right, baby.
Okay. Well, do you mind if I do the news a little bit? Because it is the news segment.
I don't care what you do.
You can be here, but I got to do the news. That's my job.
I ain't got no satisfaction. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. I got a story for you, Mr. Byrne. Are you ready for my story, Mr. Byrne?
Get down. Come on.
Did you know the Apple.com website is closer to the top of the weekly rankings from MacObserver.com? The continued strong traffic kept Apple.com near the top of the PC Data top 10 rankings.
Can I get a wahoo? Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is going to be the hardest news, I think, ever. You know, they drew over 1 million visitors, good enough for the number 3 spot on the list behind Compaq and Gateway. Do you know who those people are?
Anything you want. You just ask, and we'll do it for you, baby. Just line up right in front of me.
Yeah. How about another guest for the news? That would be nice. And the rest of the top 10 fell as expected, with Dell, IBM, Palm, and HP representing hardware manufacturers, and Outpost, Egghead, and eTrax representing resellers. Palm replaced Intel, the only real change in this week's top 10. What do you think about that, Mr. Burns?
That's right, yeah.
Do you have any news stories for us this week, or am I going to just do them all myself?
What are you talking about, man? I'm just here to get down and sell out me lazy.
Okay. Did you hear about Yahoo falling last week, the stock, bringing the whole entire internet community down to its knees? Did you hear that at all? Or are you even paying attention to me at all? Well, I'm going to try to get through this. Does your band sing this song at all?
We only sing the classics, yeah! We sing all the songs from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, just like the local radio station, 634 Live.
Do you have any big events that you want to plug while you're here? I hate to see you here, you know.
We got the new club going on.
What club would that be?
Club Sassafras.
Club Sassafras.
Sassafras, yeah! And named after my favorite singer, Sassafras Johnny.
Where is this new club taking place? What is it all about?
It's over at the local McDonald's, baby. In the playpen area, in the balls. I jump up and down. I sing it with that slide. Yeah. We got all kinds of people going there. You get that Big Mac. You get your quarter pounder. You sit down and you have yourself a good time.
Is that where...
I get a social. Everybody, put your hands in the air. Oh, social. Yeah. Wow.
Wow. Yahoo.
Kick it, yeah. Ready,
Yahoo last week announced that its popular CEO, Tim Kugel. Is Tim Kugel in your band?
No.
Tim Kugel will be stepping down, and that his first quarter revenues and earnings will fall well short of Wall Street expectations. On last Thursday, Yahoo shares tumbled more than 20% at the start of the day, ending down 18% at $17.25.
Yeah.
They basically trashed every internet stock out there, including Apple.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Burns, do you have Apple stock?
Sir?
Do you have Apple stock, sir?
I used to date Fiona Apple. She was hot. Yeah!
What do you think of that local band, the Heaters? You know those guys?
She's got big titties.
Oh. I don't know if we're supposed to say that on the air, actually.
Yeah!
Okay.
Come on!
Since Bill's not here, I'm going to have to do the Stock Watch without the Stock Watch theme. So, speaking about Yahoo shares... Oh, Jay, nice job. Nice job.
Apple Stock Watch.
Excellent. I gotta go. I'm out of here. I got a show to do. I'll see you guys.
Club Sassafras, Thursday nights.
Sassafras.
Just follow the spotlights. That's right. Follow the spotlights. Yes. Thank you, Mr. Burns. Wow. This week's Apple Stock Watch, actually today's Apple Stock Watch, is $18.75, if that's right. 18.75 or something like that.
All right, what the hell is that?
Jay, what was his name?
I got neighbors.
What was his name?
I have no idea.
Wow. What a freak.
Who beeped him in?
I don't know. You answered the door. Well, I just heard knocking.
I answered the door. He runs in, shuts the door, and I couldn't
get
in.
Oh, that's where you were. I was wondering where
he locked the freaking door.
Jesus.
Why didn't you just unlock the door?
He was ripping around the studio here, jumping around like a maniac. I don't know what was going on.
Great.
My Apple Stock Watch.
I'm gonna get kicked out of here, you know.
$18. How do you think? What do you think about that?
So,
$18, Mr. Shareholder.
That's great.
What do you think about that? That's a stock getting shot full of holes. We have a news feed on our website.
Did he pee on the floor or something? What is that?
I don't know what that is. It's a big wet spot, though, I'll tell you.
Is that sweat? Oh, my God. He sweated all over the
couch. He's a little maniac, man. He's a little guy, but he's a maniac.
Man.
He's got a good voice, though, really. I'd like to hear him sing.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's great.
The news feed on our website.
I just hope I don't get kicked out of here.
We'll find out. The news feed on our website. Do you know anything about that?
News feed?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you feed a child with
exactly, spoons. With news, with Mac News on our website. updated every 15
Little
minutes.
Johnny, open up.
Courtesy.
Here comes the update to the operating system.
Courtesy of newshub.com.
Open up. Whee.
Hey, while we're doing commercials, what do you think about Apple ISP now that we're on our sixth show? AppleISP.com, I might
dot
add.
.net. That org.
.net. You can get there either way. It's just .com or .net. What do you think of those guys over there?
I love them.
They're pretty good guys. They do, like, everything for us except for, like...
I didn't
want
to say this, but I might as well say it.
Go ahead.
I love them.
You do?
I'm so happy that they're our ISP.
Those guys do everything for us except wipe our butts.
Yes. And I love them.
They host the show.
Sorry.
They give us free web space.
Sorry.
They have nationwide dial-up. They have server co-location.
I'm sorry.
They have QuickTime streaming.
Yeah.
They write us software programs. They give us beer. Well, actually, they don't. Cupertino Light does, but
that's true.
They do everything for us.
And then I had this thing on my back.
So here's what I say.
I rubbed it out.
I say to everybody out there that's a Mac user that wants some decent web space
unless
provided
you're
to
a
them.
Dumb ass.
Don't worry about the free web space because it sucks. They're going to feed little ads on your site. It's going to look ridiculous. Like DigiRockDJ.com, right?
Oh God. Yeah, go to DigiRockDJ.com. That's another website there.
That has advertising
yes.
splattered all over it.
Go there.
But
has nothing
guys,
to do with this show, actually.
Not at all.
DigiRockDJ.com.
And these
don't
guys,
go
though,
there.
AppleISP.com.
Unless you live within 25 minutes of our house, because we're not really going to drive that.
Are you done?
Yeah.
AppleISP.com will give you $19.95 web hosting, and they're good. They know what they're doing.
And
they can answer your questions.
And they'll rub your back if it's sore.
Just call them up and talk to William. Say, hey,
did
William.
Did you know that William came over and unplugged my toilet?
He did.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I
these guys
to,
can
I
do
didn't know
anything.
What to do. They just came over and, you know, I called them up. I said, listen, my toilet's plugged and he just...
No, seriously, these guys are great. I thank them a lot. They give us all the space we need. They're awesome. They're incredible. Do we have anything else this week? We'll get back to Apple ISP later. Go to our site. You'll see their banner ad. Click on it. Go right to their site.
And
talk to William.
And they have, as far as ISP is concerned... They've got a cool site. I mean, there's a lot of ISPs and all that stuff. That
they
just
even
have.
Had our ad is on their site. Our ad is on their site.
Our
Hitchhiker's
ad
Guide to the Galaxy. You can listen to it on their site in QuickTime streaming.
You know, you crapped all over that the first show. You said it sucked.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Well, I don't understand it until I listened to it. Now I understand it.
Okay.
Do we have anything else this week, sir? Can we please go home now?
No. We got lots of stuff.
What do we got?
We're only on skit number six. We have 127 more to go.
Skit number six. We're going to fly this week because what are we doing? 32 minutes right now. That's it.
Okay, thank you. Good night.
32 minutes. 2 weeks. No, 2 weeks. 2 hours last week. What do we got?
That's it. I'm out of here.
Do we have anything?
It says something about calling.
The old phony phone call.
Oh, right.
Why don't you set this one up?
Well, basically what we did. And I can't help but saying basically all the time. I say basically a lot.
You do.
So basically what we did is we...
you try to be Steve Jobs, and you just can't do it. You try that stupid
no,
Steve
I
Jobs
can't do that.
Impression.
Thank God we got that guy that does it for us, because I do a very bad Steve Jobs.
Carl, your neighbor?
Yeah, old guy Carl. What we
Please
do
hurry up, because I really have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, for crap's sake. Every week. You're like a little girl.
Please hurry up.
God.
Just set the
You're like
up.
A pregnant woman.
Skip up. Please.
So anyhow, we called up a local. That's right. And I swear too. So what we did is we called up a local hotel, motel, and we tried to make reservations for Macworld Latham.
Macworld Latham.
That's right.
What is that?
It's Macworld's coming to Latham, New York.
Population 320.
450.
Why would they have Macworld Latham up here this small?
Because it's near the headquarters of the Macachat Radio universe.
Yeah, duh. Yeah.
So they're going to do it there so they can, broadcast with us. So we call to try to get a room at a place called Coco's Motel.
Interesting. That's obvious.
For obvious reasons. So
Coco Carbon Classic.
Yeah, so anyhow, here it is.
Thank God I got to the bathroom.
And once,
I'll be right back.
When I was a little kid. Okay, here he goes. So here's the phone call.
Good evening, Coco's Suite, 12th Road.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. I got a couple questions for you. Mm-hmm. I'm flying into your area go to the Macworld Latham show. I don't know if you guys have been getting a lot of phone calls about this. It's a fairly large computer show that's going on.
No, I'm not aware of it.
No, no. It's fairly large in Latham. It's going to be called Macworld Latham. It's a computer show. So I've been trying to call around. A lot of places seem to be booked on, and I'm just trying to see if you had stuff available.
Have you tried our Latham locations?
Yeah, I believe so. They seem to be booked. I guess it's going to be in the end of April. I think it's April 15th, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, got a couple questions for you, because I can't just stay anywhere. I have to bring my computer with me, so I have to make sure that certain things are correct for that. Do you have a classic breakfast, or is it fully carbon?
Do we have a classic breakfast, did you say?
Yeah, or is it fully carbon?
Maybe I don't understand you.
Okay.
Ask me that question again.
Is it a classic breakfast or is it fully carbon?
Fully carbon?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's just something for my computer that I need. Anyhow, that's okay. That's not a big deal.
We don't have anything here except normal delivery.
Okay.
I know people do use their computer.
Okay, okay. And do you have power there?
Do we have power?
Yeah, power.
Oh, sure.
Okay, good, because we have the sex and everything, so that's good. Now, can I get Cocoa Krispies in the morning? And can I have that served in a titanium bowl, or would that be a problem? Because you guys are...
You're asking me questions. I don't know the first thing about what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Because you guys are Cocoa, right?
Cocos, right.
Yeah, I just thought maybe you guys would serve like Cocoa Krispies or something like that. It's like my favorite breakfast cereal.
No, we don't serve breakfast here, period.
Oh, no, you don't? Oh, okay. So I guess the titanium bowl's out of the question altogether.
I guess it is.
All right. How thick are the walls? Are they at least one inch thick or so?
Walls here?
Yeah, yeah.
They're a lot thicker than that. They're cement block.
Oh, all right. That's good. That's really good. And you guys are near the airport, right?
About 5 minutes.
Okay, good. Because I have to connect to the internet through airport, so I want to make sure that I can do that with that. One other question. Do you guys use Mac TVs there at all?
Do we use
Mac TVs in
Mac?
The rooms? Yeah. At all? Maybe.
I don't think so.
No, you don't think so.
Are you referring to the TV service which we get?
I'm just curious if it was a Mac TV or just a regular TV.
Just a regular TV.
Just a regular TV?
Yes.
Okay. I guess that's it.
I have to congratulate you. This is a retirement job for me, but I've been here 9 years this month.
Okay.
You've asked me questions, several questions I never heard of.
Oh, really?
You're doing very well.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
I just have very specific things because, I don't travel a lot. I was just curious, do you have a reservation list? Because my friend Steve Jobs is going to be there. And
yes, we take reservations.
You do? Do you have a list with you? Because I wanted to get in there on the same day that Steve Jobs was coming. Do you have a list?
Hold on. What would the date be?
It was April 15th through the 17th.
Is
the
Macworld Latham.
Okay.
This takes a little while. He's trying to get the list there.
He's going to get the list now to find out if Steve's going to be there.
This is the nicest man I've ever talked to in my entire life.
Must be a very large list.
I bet you he would get me Cocoa Krispies.
We have no reservation for April 15th.
None. None at all?
Sorry.
Okay.
If your people are looking for Latham, they may have called our Latham location.
Okay, well, I'll have to check that.
Three of them, are you calling from out of town? Apparently you are.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we have a toll-free number.
I'm calling from Cupertino, California.
Yeah, we have a toll-free number.
Okay, I guess you can give me that.
Okay.
I have other places to call. I actually, there's a whole list. I guess I'm probably running up my phone bill now. Just one other question for you. Do you have Abbey Televisions at all?
Do we have what?
Abbey Television. Abbey Television?
We have regular television.
Oh. All right, well, you know what?
I'll give you our toll-free number because we have four locations and three of them are in Latham and you might decide eventually to call there, but you may as well do it free.
Okay. Okay.
The number is 1.
Yep.
Wow. That was probably the best phony phone call I think you've ever done.
That was pretty good.
That
was the nicest guy.
What a nice man.
You know, the funny thing, too, is that they're in the middle of that. You're going to hear somebody go, or something like that. Or, shut up, Beavis. Yeah, that goes well with this. Thank you, Mr. Click Happy.
Continue.
So you'll actually hear
that's a long sound.
It is a long sound. That's the lion that eats the Aussie guy.
Oh, good old Aussie guy.
Yeah.
Well, who's picking up the phone?
Is he out of hospital, Aussie guy?
Yeah, he's fine. Who was picking up the phone halfway through that?
That's my roommate. He picked up the phone midway. So if you want to rewind this real quick, if you download the MP3, you're gonna hear hey, and that's him. So that was funny. That was a really nice guy, and he was a great sport. And
I have a proposition for our best case scenario.
For our audience,
would you all out there like to hear from him again? That's all I have to ask. Just email me and say, yes, I want to hear from him again.
I haven't really talked about Cupertino Light in a while.
No, you haven't. While you're talking about that and drinking on mic, that's, again, the worst beer swilling sound I've ever heard in my lifetime. If you want to hear from that guy again...
I wish they would send it to us in bottles, because it's very hard to drink it in cans.
I know. If you want to hear from that guy again, mail us here at, what, Coco...
oldfart@macandchatradio.com.
macandchatradio.com.
.fart.old.
I like that guy. I think we should have him on every week.
You know, I would love to have that guy on every week. We could just ask him, like, technology questions. But he was a great sport, and we really enjoyed hanging out with him.
Do we have anything else this week? Like, maybe, I don't know. You know, going to Bermuda, or is it the Bermuda Sound? Or you don't know where it is on your new tie book, I know.
No,
I see that.
I'm just wondering.
Stop stroking it and just play the sound.
If you turn up the volume.
Welcome to this week's product review.
See? I'm the best sound man of all time.
You stink.
What do we got this week?
Talk about my screw-ups every week. Holy cow.
We got ScheduleOnline.com. This is pretty revolutionary for you Mac users out there. And why is that, Mr. Bill?
Because actually you can do all your shopping through these guys.
You actually can. There's a little thing called services you can do.
You can do shopping. You can actually schedule anything you want. It syncs with everything. It's pretty amazing.
That was the best review you've ever done. But
thank you.
I'm going to take over. ScheduleOnline.com.
I'm just going to drink beer.
Thank you. It's the official calendar for the Mac and Chat Variety Show, first of all. We use it. We condone it. We love it. It's carbon, it's cocoa, it's classic, it's sexy.
And it's fully Amy Mann.
Yes. It's a great online personal portal, which I think I'm gonna invent that term. It's my brand new term, personal portal.
I have one right in my room. It's called
the
toilet.
You're right. Personal portal. It can handle your calendar, your contacts, your memos, your file storing and sharing. Are you done?
That's my personal portal.
It's really nice looking.
Can I be your personal Jesus?
What did we talk about before this gets started? We said we had to be serious for the product review.
They're on the wrong show.
I know, but... No, seriously, it's good software. It's really good software.
Really good.
It does sync. It's the very first calendar.
Really, would you consider it software? Because
no, it's not. It's not software.
It's actually a website, but one of the great things that they have is they have a Mac sync client.
The first one ever. Nobody's ever done it before. Even Palm doesn't have it yet.
Yeah, and the cool thing about this Mac sync client thing is that, to me, it seems very logical that you have the sync there, and you can actually just click on it and have all your preferences right there. You don't have to go through Palm's conduit settings or anything like that. Oh, now who's screwing around?
Well, that's
now?
Like going through the Palm conduit setting. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, it's getting your ass kicked to them. And it's just very simple. It gives you a lot of list of options, how to sync. Do you want to do it fast, slow, whatever? Sync, override, does a web override the Palm? Does the Palm override the web? And it's all there. And then you click that, and it does some stuff. It starts, I guess, managing what it's going to sync. And then it tells you...
Push the button on your palm. It's amazing.
And it's a great thing because, like, you know, what I'll do is I'll do that, and then I'll do something else, and I'll come back, and then it's done what it needs to do. I'll click the sync, and it's done. And you know, the funny thing about that is that, like, we reviewed Kula and some other Palm type things. A lot of those conduits are very funny if you don't get them right. Like, I've got Pocket Quicken and a couple
other ones.
It
makes me nervous because you could basically wipe out your whole Palm if you're not careful of setting the settings up right the first time.
Yeah. But this one, it seems like out of all the ones that I have, I have to sync every once in a while, like two or three times sometimes to get them all for whatever reason. This one has yet to screw up. This one, it always seems to connect, always seems to sync, and it's flawless.
This would be perfect
tell.
For like guys who travel all over the country. They have to have instant access to their schedule, their email. They have to be able to like send email right through the website without having to worry about, you know, what's my dial up number and all that crap. It's a great piece of software, really. I think they just need to kick Palm's ass.
And probably the best thing about this too,
Palm doesn't have the client yet.
Yeah. And it's very quick.
It is fast.
No, no frivolous, you know, graphics, no Java, none of that weird stuff that makes you. What the hell was that?
Ooh.
Ooh, great.
It's ooh. The software is great. It's got filtering on it. You can filter, you know, whatever. Woo-hoo! You want to see. You want to see certain like appointments, like I want to see my soccer games for the month of May.
You've never played soccer in your entire life.
Okay, I have my football games for the month of May.
Yeah.
I can filter them all out.
What about your pinochle games?
No,
I
have my nail appointments on Wednesdays.
And
I can
hair,
filter
and
all
your
those
hair
out.
Gel appointments?
Oh, important thing. If you're an Entourage user, it syncs right up to that too. So you can actually sync between three different things at the same time.
Now, can it sync up to my NSYNC schedule?
Yes. The boys will be playing down in Hawaii on December 3rd this year. And you will be there.
And what if I wanted to get
courtesy of the Mac and Chat Radio Network.
What if you wanted to get tickets to
that? Network of the Stars.
Could I get tickets to that NSYNC concert?
Probably. Yeah, actually, no. Yeah, there's a point right here. You can
No, I'm just going to mention, you know, can I get tickets? And then you'd say, no, go to, like, tickets.com.
Ticketmaster, actually. But, no, seriously, you can book appointments and with service providers in real time right on this website. Airlines, hotels, right within your calendar.
And then those appointments land up in your calendar.
They do.
And then
yes,
they sync up into your Palm, and then you'll know where the hell you are.
Now, I apologize. I don't have the thing in front of me. They're going to be at, like, Internet World. Is that the next big thing coming up?
Yeah, it's probably down at the Jacob Javits Center. It was down there last year.
Something big, whatever the next big computer convention is in the next couple weeks, they're going to be there. I'm sorry, guys, I don't have the email in front of me, but they're going to be at the next big convention. Check them out. ScheduleOnline.com. There's different levels of service. There's gold, platinum, diamond, ruby, emerald, all different kinds of things. They're going to kick Palm's ass.
It kicks Palm's ass. What is it? Palm's website is what?
Palm.net.
Doesn't sync to the Mac.com.
They have their head up their ass as usual.
Palm head up the ass.
Macintosh, what's a Macintosh?
We never, even though all of our programmers used to work for Mac.
It's ridiculous.
Apple.
These guys got it on the ball. I highly advise you to go over there. We're going to set up a public calendar so you can see like what we're doing. Which is absolutely nothing.
Nothing. You'll see our public calendar. You'll be like, how do they even do anything at all?
I like these guys. The site looks good. It's not like a crappy, slow-loading site. It's a good site.
They're doing a good job.
That's
probably one of my biggest things about this thing. Is like when, even Yahoo, when you try to use their calendar and you click on something, it's like, okay, well, I'm going to go get something to eat because by the time I come back, then my little dialog box is going
to
come up.
And my problem with that is it doesn't sync to anything unless you're a PC user, as usual.
PC... I don't,
piece of crap, PC.
What
piece
is,
of
what
crap.
Is that? Piece, what is a PC?
PC is a piece of crap. It's another operating system that other people that don't use Macintosh
doesn't
use.
Doesn't ring a bell. I wonder if Herb at Coco's know what a PC is.
By the way, that's a really, really nice shirt you're wearing.
This one here?
Yeah.
FU?
No, the one with our logo on it.
This one here?
Yeah.
The one from All You?
That's right, allyou.com. I hate to roll right into another commercial, but we always got to give these guys mention. So... here it goes. They do
actually.
Screen.
I was wearing a different shirt, but the through the holodeck.
Oh, that's
it already.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. The old holodeck on the Starship Enterprise.
Thanks, Jim.
These guys do excellent screen printing and embroidery. Little fact here:
they don't use shit T-shirts either. They get really good T-shirt, high quality. I've done many T-shirts and I've gotten some very poor ass quality T-shirts.
You know who these guys are? They were the first ones to do Seinfeld merchandise, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. They actually landed the account like right when Seinfeld was just coming on. It was big.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they did the Kramer
right?
shirt.
Kramer.
They did it all. It's on their site right now. It's allyou.com.
And they did the first Jerry shirt from our show, right?
Jerry, our helpful helper?
Yeah.
Helpful
old guy?
Yes.
Jerry had no questions this week. He was very busy this week. No stupid questions.
I swear to God that we got to get a picture of him. Oh, we do have a picture of him on
the
site.
Yeah, he floats around my...
That's right. I forgot about that. We got to get a good picture, like a studio picture of him. He looks like George Lucas.
That is a studio picture of him.
He looks like George Lucas.
He does. It's not the first time he's heard
that. It's uncanny.
I know.
I don't know.
I wonder if Jim could beam him over here during the show.
So once again, Jim Holodeck, he's the owner of All You. Talk to him. They can do stuff over the internet.
You call them Holodeck.
I have it written right here. It's Holodeck, D-A-K.
I know. I just thought it was funny.
Not Holodeck.
I thought it was funny.
He does stuff over the internet. Go to their site. They got some cool shirts. Did you actually see these brand busters that they have on there?
Yes. I really like those a lot.
I think they're funny.
Those are really funny.
I think we need a couple of those for our show.
I think we need like all of them.
They're pretty cool.
It's like when I see stuff like that, I'm like, where's the credit card? I just want to buy them all.
There was a funny one. I don't know if I have it on screen here. I don't think I do. Can you talk for a moment while I get this up on screen?
So when I was four, I used to, you know, get rashes on my leg, and it's going to take forever.
I'm getting there. No, it's right here. That's a fast-loading site, too.
Wow.
Brand Busters right here. They have a whole bunch of stuff. 70s Show, Seinfeld, Saturday Night Live Show, I Love Lucy, The Honeymooners. What's this cool one I saw? Where is it here? They got one that looks like the Heineken logo, but it says Hungover.
Oh, yeah.
Fed Up instead of FedEx.
Yep,
same logo, same logo type.
Here.
Frito-Lay.
Oh, yeah, instead of corn, they got corn.
Yours is Frito-Lay instead of the Frito-Lay logo.
Oh, Frito-Lay.
That's the best one right there,
that's funny.
I think. These are good shirts. They're cheap, too.
And they ship anywhere in the world.
Yep.
So, you know, if...
How about the the Postal Service one with the bullet holes through it?
Oh. I didn't see that
Yeah,
one.
The guys over at
AllU.com.
Yeah, exactly.
ALLU.com.
Now, so, the guys over at Apple ISP, though, are going to yell at us for saying that. Now, they're going to say, you can't say shooting up bullet holes on the postal logo. You can't do it.
Don't do it. If you tell somebody to buy a shirt and they got bullet holes and they die, it's your fault.
No, we're just busting with those guys. Those guys are great. All our sponsors are wonderful. We need more sponsors.
You know, the funny thing about this is that, you know, we've had only good experiences. I mean, I'm waiting for, like, something bad to happen. You know, like waiting for somebody to be like, you guys are jerks, we hate you, your show sucks.
The worst one was the language one, but the rest of the email was like, you guys are great, I'll listen to you every week. Bad language.
Yeah, screw
that. Bad language.
Screw you.
Bad.
F you. Yeah, right there.
So, there's
our sponsors. Hey, when you drink about 14, 15 Cupertino Light, your tongue's going to slip, I'm sorry.
We need some Cupertino Light shirts. Here.
Shut up.
What about Jargon Watch this week? Do you have any of that stuff?
What about it? We're not doing Jargon Watch anymore.
Why not?
Because I hate Ed.
Oh, come on.
Ed ate everything in my kitchen.
That's so unfair.
Week. Well, you left. Ed was here. I went to bed. I woke up the next morning. Ed was still here. I went to work. Came back. Ed was still here.
You
got to
understand one thing. Let me run this by you. The poor man was working at smalldogelectronics.com. Smalldog.com. He got fired. He doesn't have much else going on.
Well, he doesn't have to eat all my food. I don't eat that
He's
much.
The official former spokesperson of smalldog.com.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Did they ship him, too, with other stuff?
They do excellent shipping. They're located in Vermont. Let's work every possible thing into a commercial. Why don't we?
And that's right. And this paper was printed
on. Hey, we gotta keep the lights on, right?
That's right.
And if anybody else wants to sponsor us.
The candles are burning still.
Hey, we'll trade, man. We don't even need money. Just trade us some stuff. We'll give
you
some mentions.
Let's be honest. We are multi-billionaires. We made a lot of money on pieceofcheese.com.
I can't believe it. I love that.
The stock went through the roof, and we got out of it early. And we're zillionaires. As a matter of fact, I've been driving, a Ford Festiva for the past 8 years now. So we're
We're on 53 minutes right now. We're doing pretty good on time this week. We're not going to be a two-hour show, I don't think, this week.
Damn it. I liked the two-hour show. I enjoyed that.
What do we got this week? Skit number 9. Do you want to roll into that? Or Wait. Before you do that,
what?
Is there any beer over there? There's none in there?
I don't know. Let me check. Hold
There's
on.
None in there?
Let me check.
I think I better run out and get one.
Hold on. Let's see. The old cooler. Uh-oh. Hey, there's only one left for me.
Okay. I don't need it right now.
This is
mine. But let me just run out and make sure there's more in the kitchen. I'll be right out. Very, very.
Yeah, send Ed in here because he might as well do this
okay.
with me.
I think he's out in the hallway.
Obviously. He's laying down, Mark. Pick him up. He's laying down. Pick him up.
Yes. Hey, Billy. Yes, sir. Oh, baby.
stroke my leg. Yes. Correct, sir.
Welcome to this week's Jargon Watch.
Yes.
Ed, don't eat all the food
this week. I love it, sir. Yes.
All right.
Oh, baby. Macro Latham, I'm going to be there, sir. Yes. I'm going to be wearing my skivvies.
Where are you staying, Ed?
I'm staying at Coco's Motel, sir. Yes. Carvin, Coco, classic. Yes.
That's very good, Ed.
You are the great one, sir. Yes.
That's very good, Ed.
Yes, oh, great one.
Now, Ed, let me get this out in the open.
Yes.
Don't eat everything in the fridge.
Yes, Johnny. Correct, sir.
I work very hard for that food. I'm lactose intolerant.
Jennifer Lopez, sir. She's got a nice ass. Yes, I love it.
All right. Anyhow.
You can bounce a quarter off it, sir. Yes.
That's enough, Ed.
Yes.
All right. This week's Jargon Watch, and we have actually found that Jargon Watch is probably the most...
Good evening.
Yes, I like this computer,
Ed,
over here, sir.
Don't be playing around with the computer, please.
Yes. I push buttons, and things happen. Yes.
We found that Jargon Watch is both... It's a love-hate relationship from our listeners. What the hell was that?
Ed. Don't do that when I'm drinking, sir. Yes, you know that.
Wow. Yes. So we found that it's a love-hate relationship with our listeners. They sort of love the idea of Ed. You got enough to drink?
One more for the road, sir, yes.
Oh, my God. It already stinks like... Oh, my God. What were you drinking out there?
Love-hate, sir, yes.
So it's a love-hate relationship. Oh, Ed. It's a love-hate relationship with... They like Jargon Walks because they learn a little bit from it, and they hate Ed.
Never, sir.
So that's
you are the great one. Yes, not to me, sir.
So this week's Jargon Watch.
May I have the envelope, sir?
Is airport.
Airport.
And you heard a little bit about airport earlier in the phony phone call. Airport is a technology used by Apple that allows Macintosh computers to connect to each other and the internet without wires.
So they
connect without wires. This is a revolutionary idea, and it works really great. It's we have airport in the studio here.
Do you like gladiator movies, sir? Yes.
Actually, we don't have any airport here, but we wish we had airport here. So if anybody wants to send us, that'd be great.
Fiona Apple, sir, yes.
So although
nice rack.
It's not an Apple invention.
Oh, hey-o.
Apple made it popular. Like it did other technologies, like the mouse and the CD-ROM, and Airport will allow you to surf the web, file share, play games, all without wires.
No wires.
And
no.
Up to about 100 feet away,
correct,
give or take a few feet. And it's a great technology. You don't need any wires, and you can actually have a base station in your living room, and you can be in the kitchen or in the bedroom or on the john or wherever.
On the john, sir. Yes, I like that.
And you could connect to the internet, you could file share.
Like I connect to my young women, sir.
Anything you want to do, and you can do it all without wires.
I download porn, sir?
The one time that I used airport just recently at a friend's house.
I like beer.
We actually were able to surf the web, and I actually walked around with my iBook
naked,
completely connected
naked
to the internet at the time.
So I like young boys, sir. Yes.
Again, how to Jargon Watch? We tell you the word. We tell you its definition. We tell you how to use it properly in a sentence to sound intelligent. And then
you have a nipple for this beer, sir.
We showed you how not to use the jargon. So this week's correct way to use airport in a sentence to sound intelligent is, I just sent email from my bathroom using airport. That's cool.
Cool.
And how not to use...
No great one. How not to use it, yes.
To use the Jargon Watch, which this week is, of course, airport, is last week I got really drunk at the airport bar, and I got on a plane to Mexico in a drunken stupor.
I was on the plane last week to Mexico in a drunken stupor. Hey, sir, is this written about me, sir? I beg your pardon, Johnny.
Well, that
wasn't very nice.
That's what happened to you.
Sir, not very nice. I don't think I will be back next week. Correct, sir.
You will be back.
Young men.
Did that not tell you?
Naked.
Did you do that last time?
Yes. Harry.
How was Mexico, Ed?
Shave my ass, sir.
Was Mexico
lots
fun?
Of young chicarinas, sir. Yes.
That's what I thought.
Yow. Hippie.
Did you have any drinks?
Yes.
All right. Well,
yes.
I think Ed's gone over the limit this week. So that was Jargon Watch this week. Ed, could you go get Mark, please? Let
yes,
him in.
Yes, sir. One more sound, sir.
Get the chair
out. Steve Jobs.
Who the hell is that, sir? Yes.
That's enough.
I gotta go, sir.
Get the door from away. Oh,
sorry, sir. Yes.
You know, the microphones are not cheap. Ed.
Sorry, sir.
Ed. That's enough. Ed, please. Just unlock. Open the door and let Mark in. Get the chair out from underneath the handle. Oh my God, it stinks in here. Can you spray the Lysol?
Oh, what was that all about?
Oh, just Ed.
One of these days, I'm going to be in here. What did he do this week?
Did you know what he did last week?
I was here last week, I remember.
But you know what he did when he left?
In your bed?
No. The next day.
I don't know. What did
he got really drunk and he went to the
airport.
He got really drunk at the airport.
Uh-huh.
And he ended up getting on a plane to Mexico.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And he was stuck down there until Thursday.
Uh-huh. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know he... Is that what he's talking about? I kind of heard it through the door a little bit.
Well, he stuck the chair underneath the handle so you couldn't get in.
I was wondering why the door was locked. Every friggin' week, it's the same thing with him.
Did you get a beer?
Yes, I got a beer. Why do you even have him here?
I can't get rid of him. He's got a key or something. I don't know how he gets in here.
Oh, man.
He's your friend.
I know, but I just felt sorry because he got fired from smalldog.com. He was like their marketing rep. He was doing good things over there for him, man. I don't know what to tell you. Well, what else do we got this week? I mean, he's gone.
Did you hear about the new TV show?
No.
The MacWolf commercial?
No.
You didn't hear about that?
No.
Didn't you hear it last week? There's a new TV show coming out.
Was it at the end of last week's show?
Yeah.
Oh, I was gone by then.
Oh, well, I guess they're going to have like their first episode coming up pretty soon.
What channel?
I think it's ABC.
Oh. Do you have a clip of it?
This fall, ABC is going to show you that the browser wars were just the beginning and that an apple a day may just save your life. Steve Jobs is MacWolf. Whether you need to cut inventory, ship a product, or captivate an industry, or just kick someone's ass, MacWolf is just an email away. Armed with his custom titanium MacWolf supercopter, a team of lawyers, and his bulletproof turtleneck, Steve and his sidekick Phil Schiller are unstoppable. Shattering the sound barrier with MacWolf's dual-velocity engines, Steve prowls the Bay Area in search of the translucent copycats and the elusive G5. Always on the prowl and ready to litigate at a moment's notice, MacWolf fights for market share around the globe. This week on MacWolf, Steve Jobs shows that Apple intellectual property theft is not cool.
Hey, dude, look at this, man. I just finished with my new I Love Apple website, man. Check it out. Check it out, man. Look at it. Look at this picture right here.
What are you talking about?
My new website. That I Love Apple website, man. Look.
Oh, my God. Dude, that is so cool. What is, is that like your G3, man?
Yeah, it's like my G3 tower, man.
How'd you get a picture of that, huh?
I don't know. I just found it on...
Get down! Get down! Get your hands behind your back! Well, get down!
Hey, what is this, man? What's going on? Who are you guys?
Shut up. Be quiet. There. On his computer screen. There it is.
Whoa!
Dude, what's that, man? Holy cow. Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Thanks, guys. That was a killer entrance. It was just simply stunning. And oh, what do we have here? A little logo theft? That's not cool, boys.
But Mr. Jobs, it's just a website about confessing my love for my Mac, man.
Maybe so. Do you think that logos just grow on trees? Do you think that you could just take our identity for your own profit? That's stealing, you know? You may think it's insanely great, but what about the sex? Do you think it's just Carbon Cocoa Classic Cocoa Crispy this? Who do you think you are? Amy Mann?
What? What are you talking about, man? It's just a silly page, man. It's no big deal. I'm not making any money on this, man. It's just my own site, man. Just for fun, man. That's it.
Let me review. I love Apple websites that has a logo on it. And pictures of our products? It's something we call theft. It's simply stunning, but I'm sorry. You must be executed.
Well, no, man. No. I didn't mean it.
Next week on MacWolf, Steve shows his lighter side by rescuing a stupid consumer from himself. And remember, it's available at the Apple Store right now and everywhere else in 67 to 193 days.
That was something else, that MacWolf. That's getting better every week. I do remember last week.
That looks like it's going to be a great show.
Macintosh, help some.
Bermuda, come on down.
That's going to be a really great shot.
I wish when they did the commercials they didn't stutter so much.
That's going to be a great show, though. I mean, you know.
I heard a rumor that they only did that in two takes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's all it took.
Stupid asses.
Oh, Mac and Chad.
You know what? We're going to get another a letter from people saying, there's no content.
Oh, please. If we get an app.
Pretty soon it's going to be fart jokes. That's it. The whole entire show. The Macintosh fartjokes.com.
I want to see one letter from Apple Legal, and I'll be happy.
No, I don't want that.
You cannot say Carbon. You cannot say Coco. You cannot say Classic on the air.
Or Steve. Or Jobs.
Or Airwolf. Or MacWolf.
But you can burp all you want, because that's not trademarked.
We got Mac and Chat Help Zone this week.
Okay.
Why don't you go first? I think you should go first.
Why?
I don't know.
Well,
if you
remember the beginning of the show, now, the whole idea is that you were supposed to listen at the beginning of the show, and we're going to let you know that there was something that we wanted to say. We wanted to say that one of the themes of this week was, buy a Mac!
Buy a Mac.
Buy a Mac. That's the theme this week. And the reason why we say this is because we got two letters.
I don't understand.
Well, you're going to understand pretty quickly. We got two letters from people asking stupid-ass questions that can only be answered with the simple saying, buy a Mac! No, that's not what we have to say.
Buy a Mac.
Buy a Mac. And they were very simple, and they were stupid, insane questions. And the great thing about this is that they ask the question as if we're going to answer that. They're saying, like, you know, what is this about this? And it's totally wrong.
I think I got one like that this week. Let me see where it is here.
Well, do you want me to tell mine first, or do you want?
It's up to you. You
go ahead. Dude, yours was a little bit stranger.
Wait, it's right
than
here.
Mine.
I was going to do a different one, but if you're talking about that, let me see if
it's
here.
It's insane. Just check your email. The one there.
Here it is. Question for Mark. When I bought my new compact mini tower with the built-in coffee maker and integrated electronic corkscrew, I turned it on and noticed that it wasn't running the Macintosh OS like the guy at CompUSA told me it would be running.
Amazing. Isn't that amazing?
What's the answer to that?
Buy a Mac. Very simple.
Stop bothering us with these questions. Buy a Macintosh. You won't even ask to ask questions.
We get hundreds of questions every week, and most of them are legitimate. Like, you know, why can't I start up with this? Or
sincerely,
I have
the state
this.
Of New York.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Obviously, they got the one with the built-in coffee maker for, you know, break time. So, and the funny thing is that I got the same sort of question. It says, Dear Bill, I recently bought a Dell 4578, whatever the hell that
4578.
I have no idea. And I want to start making my own DVD movies. What do I need to do?
Buy a Mac.
It's that simple. The only way you're going to be able to make your own DVD movies is if you buy a Macintosh. It's the only thing out there that'll do it, unless you want to spend $1 billion. So these are stupid questions. Please send us questions that are Macintosh related.
I think people's biggest problem is my friend doesn't have a Mac. Why? I don't want to have a Mac
because
I'll be all alone.
Right. I'll be all alone, all by myself.
Do you hear anybody out there doing a show about IBM, Microsoft-based products like this?
No.
We're professing it because we love it.
Well, there's the IBM chat radio.com.
Org.
Right?
Organ. How much money do we make doing the show?
I brought back the beer bottles from last week, so we got like 30 or $137.
$137 a week.
From beer bottles.
From beer bottles for six shows. That's how much money we make. We do this because we love the Macintosh, and it's that great of a machine.
And in that respect, we don't really give a shit if anybody listens at all.
I'm looking at a machine across the studio that's 1 inch thick.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Nobody else can make equipment like this.
There's a
Go out and buy it. Trust us.
There's a dirty joke in that saying right there.
If you don't like it, take it back and buy a compact, but trust us.
That's right. And like we said before.
We know.
And like we said before, we may have one listener, Jason Haynes, and if Jason listens, we're going to do this show no matter what. It has
he's
nothing
a cool
to
guy,
do
man.
With
every
with
week
anything
he
waits else.
In. That's pretty cool.
And he's got a cool website too.
I'm looking it up right now. Mac in chat.
Underwear.
Radio. It'll take 3 or 4 minutes.
If you go to our website, we have Jason Haynes' website on there because that's the kind of people that we are. If you listen to our
Underground
show.
Underground grassroots, baby.
We give you props. And.
Props? Like stage props?
Yeah.
Like we give them like a fake gun with fake bullets or what?
You know, William's going to be pissed you said that.
I know. I keep slipping.
He's going to kick your ass.
God damn it.
Notice how I haven't said the F word yet?
Thank God. Please don't. We're doing so well. Everything is going perfectly. Don't. Jason's site is coming up right now. It's maxarfun.net.
And that's a beautiful name.
Do you think somebody would sit there and write, a website address?
IBM's are fun.
It doesn't exist.
Go ahead, type it in there. Let's see what it's in there.
Okay, let me see. He's got a good looking site too. A lot of colors on there. I like that.
He's got that aqua thing going
IBM
on there. I like that aqua thing.
R. Fun.
Oh, it crashed Internet Explorer.
Specified server cannot be found.
It crashed Internet Explorer.
Great.
That's great.
I'm frozen over here. Lovely.
Great. Restart.
Okay.
So, and on the other, on the same respect, on the same guidelines.
Steve Jobs is king. Steve Jobs is king.
How many times did you click that?
I didn't. I didn't do it.
The same respect, we just got a guy from, where is he from?
That was MacBigot.com.
MacBigot.com.
Totally
out of the air. I never even knew that the website even existed.
And you have the email over there.
He comes over and he's like, boom, now your ad is in rotation every Monday night. So if you go to MacBigot.com, you'll see on Monday night, obviously, you'll see a banner that says, go to Mac and Chat Radio.
That's perfect because we are Mac bigots, aren't we?
That's right.
God damn them IBMs.
Screw them.
We're Mac bigots. Windows. What good is a window? You look outside, it's good for.
Don't waste your voice for that because you might have to use that later.
All right, that's right.
Yeah. So that's our tirade, I think, for
that's
the week.
That's our tirade.
It wasn't much help, but it's content free.
Right.
No content.
We're free of content. You know, some websites are free of banners. We're free of content. So.
We do actually have a book review, though. That's our very first new segment.
Yep, it's Frog and Toad Are Friends.
Stop it, please.
Frog
this is serious.
Met Toad and...
Once again, these guys sent us a free book to review. It's a good book. Did you actually read it? Did you finish reading it? Did you start it?
I think I read it twice already.
Well, that's one of my best points. And the book is called Steve Wozniak, Inventor of the Apple Computer, and it's by Martha E. Kendall. And interestingly enough, if you watch Biography on A&E, there's a Steve Woz biography on there. She's in this thing a lot. She
Who?
Talks about him.
Who?
That's all Who? I can say.
Cindy?
No, that's all I can say. But it's a great little book, and I emphasize little.
Tiny.
It's a little book, and I like that because it's a pocketbook. You can put it in your pocket. You can carry around a pocketbook with all your makeup in it. No, seriously. It's a small book.
Mark carries a pocketbook.
There's like 6 pages in it. The whole story is like 6 pages. It's great. It's perfect.
Steve was born. He grew a beard, invented a computer, and now lives happily at Woz.org.
The book is for those
very
that
simple.
Don't have any time to read books.
Or have no attention span at all.
And
which is perfect for us.
I wish we had some help on this because I think... You know, it would be cool if we had like a book club member, like a Mac and Chat book club of some sort. Well, I don't know if we could get that or not. Not again.
I'm not going to answer the door. You
get the door.
Again?
Get the door.
You're right next to the door.
I'm not. You're on the other side of the thing. Get the door.
All
right. Come on. Who is that? Oh, Jesus. Who is it now? Is that Carl? Hi, Carl.
Hey, Marky.
You're Bill's neighbor, right?
Yep.
Were your ears ringing? Because we talked about you earlier.
I came over for the cats.
Oh, I see. Did you happen to read this book, Steve Wozniak, Inventor of the Apple Computer, at all?
I believe I did.
What do you think of it?
Well, he invented free love. As the last time I checked, I thought that was pretty cool.
Sir, I can barely hear what you're saying.
Sorry.
I hate to laugh at the elderly, but this guy, I can barely understand what he's saying. Yes, he invented a Woodstock-like festival called the U.S. Festival in the 80s.
Yeah, and that was the free love thing, right?
Not quite. This was more of just a musical festival, actually. But it was a big show. He put it all together himself, basically. And that's in the book. Did you know what else I know about Steve Woz? The Woz Master?
Ooh, huh?
Do you know what else we know about Woz?
Nope.
He was a boy genius. He was constantly winning science fairs.
I was a boy genius.
Oh, yeah?
That's right.
You must have gotten like 30 or 40 years younger, huh?
When I was 40 years old, I was a boy genius.
Wow. That's amazing how like you just jumped like 20 or 30 years younger.
I cleared my throat, son.
I see. He was a huge practical joke player.
It's a different thing.
Do you remember the TV jammer device he had on that movie Pirates of Silicon Valley?
I like microphones.
That was a real thing.
Are these wireless?
Yes, they are wireless. You know, this guy's met a few presidents. Have you ever met a president? Your day?
James Bond.
James Bond is not a president. Maybe James Polk, but not James Bond.
James Bond, yeah. I met him back in 64.
Do you know that Steve Woz is also a popular teacher these days?
Who?
Steve Wozniak, the co-inventor of the Apple computer. Remember there was two Steves, Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, the Woz?
I have wasps in the garage. I clean them out every year, but other than that, I don't know what
you're
talking about.
Bill?
Where is this? Bill?
Oh, man. There's a lot of pictures in this book, you know, if you have problems reading.
I like pictures.
I
get that Playboy every month.
Oh, yeah?
Beautiful.
There's some really good pictures, though, of Steve Woz. A lot of the other Apple history books don't cover...
My daughter looks like some of the girls in the Playboy, but I don't look at those pictures.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Interesting. There's an excellent glossary if you were as dumb as Bill and would need such a thing. If you Will you please wake up, sir? Carl. Carl, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Carl, please. Come on. I'm almost done. It's a soft cover book. It's about 110 pages.
Where's my pants?
The ISBN number is 09457830866.
That's my phone number.
And the most important thing is it's available.
Why are you giving out my phone number on
this show? It's available from Highland Publishing.
Who?
Highland Publishing.
Hmm.
What you do is you go to our website, macandchatradio.com. You go all the way down to the book review. You click on the book. It'll take you to their site. You order from there. Everybody's happy.
Is that downstairs?
No, it's on our website, macandchatradio.com.
What?
Steve Wozniak, Inventor of the Apple Computer by Martha E. Kendall.
You got that Martha Stewart.
We're done with the book review. I think it's time for you to...
She's got...
Do you know where Bill is? Did you see him out there at all? Please send him back in.
He's drinking a beer. Yeah, I'll
go grab. It's time to get him back in here, because the top 9.6 beta 4 is up. I don't know what goes on in this show sometimes. Are you back? Are you done now? Where were you?
Well, don't I get a break? You get a break every week.
Yeah, but you had a break earlier.
When?
Earlier, last week.
Well, that wasn't a break. I tried to get in.
Are you going to do the top 9.6 beta 4 this week, or am I just going to stare at the wall?
What about Rumors with Bruce?
No Rumors with Bruce this week. What happened to Bruce this week?
I have no idea. He didn't come in this week?
He did not come in this week.
Well, oops. Wow.
You want me to duct tape that for you?
I knocked the microphone off.
I see that.
We need a sound for the top 9.6.
Oh, we do? First one there is a rotten egg.
That's it. I'm out of here.
Okay, that wasn't it. There it is.
Ooh.
That was so wrong, and yet so right.
A little slow over there on the keyboard.
That's right, it's the top 9.6 beta 4.
What is it this week?
This week's top 9.6 iMac flavors.
Can't you do your Casey Kasem voice?
That didn't make the cut, and why. This week, coming in at number 9.6, is the bacon, egg, and cheese iMac.
Thank you, Carl.
Carl, I have a sore throat this week. So
I see that.
I'm having a hard time with making other voices. So I'm just going to be me this week for the rest of the show. How's that? So
This
week we have the top nine.
You.
Yeah. I have a sore throat this week. I don't know why. Probably because my girlfriend is sick constantly. So
she's going to kick your ass for that one.
I know, but she's sick again, so.
Happy birthday, by the way, to your lovely girlfriend.
Yes, she had
happy birthday to my lovely girlfriend, too. We missed it. We were on the air yet. What can I do?
Happy birthday to my mom. Who cares? Jeez.
Come on.
Crepes.
Move it along.
So this week, the top 9.6 iMac flavors that did not make the cut, and the reason why they didn't make the cut. So you want to help me out with this? I'll read.
Sure. Well, we need music for it.
So the number 9.6. So I will read the flavor that didn't make it.
Uh-huh.
And you can read why it didn't make it.
Okay.
Okay?
Can I cut this music now?
You haven't read this, have you?
Yes, I have. I actually rewrote it because you had so many spelling errors, I couldn't read it the first time.
Oh. Did you see my portion of the website?
No, I didn't. Good. I try to stay away from there if at all possible.
Good.
So here it is. The number 9.6, coming in at 9.6. You want to do Casey Kasem here?
I'm Casey Kasem. And coming in at number 9.6, I'm very drunk, and I need another beer.
That sounds like a drunk Ed McMahon.
I love shots.
Yeah,
baby. Can I just do my regular voice, too?
No.
I'm all tapped out this week.
You're sissy. Because you know what?
Number 9.6.
My throat is more sore than yours. Is
I got more apple stock than you do. I got a 30 gig drive. Why is this turning into a skit every week now?
That's going to be a skit. I don't
know. It's going to be the Nana skit.
I have my computer already. Nana, Nana, boo, boo.
Steve Jobs is building mine from scratch out of dough and eggs.
Steve Jobs is my daddy.
Phil Schiller is my mommy.
Okay. All right, so coming in at 9.6 on the top 9.6 beta 4 iMac flavors that did not make the cut and why is number 9.6, the bacon, egg, and cheese iMac. And the reason why it didn't make the cut, Mr. Delph?
Because the cheese kept melting on the motherboard, causing obvious problems.
Yeah, we need a drum roll.
We need a drum roll. And number 8, the Wiener Dog iMac.
The Wiener Dog iMac was...
You want me to put up a big sign? What do you want?
It was long and skinny. The monitor was okay, but it kept peeing on the rug when the user came home.
I thought you were going to use your regular voice, not your cheesy guy.
It sounds
voice.
Good, baby. Come on.
And number 7, the Hulk iMac.
Yes, sir.
The mold was made from Lou Ferrigno's head, but it frightened women... consumers as well as Phil Schiller.
I wonder if he peed on the floor also. And number 6, the scented candle iMac.
Steve got killer wax burn on the first revision.
That's right. And number 5, the Persian cat iMac.
Well, the fur kept clogging up the DVD drive.
And number 4, the WWF
iMac. If you smell what the Mac is cooking. Startup Chai made Avi Television pee his pants every time he heard it.
I heard that. And number 3, the VHS iMac.
The rewinding mechanism was never perfected, causing obvious rewind fees.
That's right. That could have been terrible. And number 2, the Brussels sprout iMac.
Does anyone even eat Brussels sprouts anymore?
Does anyone ever eat Brussels sprouts anymore?
Come on, Jerry.
And number 1, the number 1 reason, or actually the number 1 iMac flavor that didn't make the cut and why is Ch-ch-ch-chia iMac.
Two words, water and electricity.
All right.
Excellent.
Oh.
Love it.
Yes. So that was our top 9.6 iMac flavors that didn't make the cut and why.
Why?
Yee-haw!
Number 15. 15's nice, baby.
15 is the magic number.
What are we up to? 1 hour and 24 minutes, dude. We're undercut.
Wow.
Do you have any secret silly music, or did you skip it this week?
No, I would never skip
Jesus.
That.
Here we go. Here it comes.
Here it comes. Ready?
That's a pretty good trick, Doc. But can you do this?
That's not music.
It's music to my ears.
You have no music over there at all, do you?
Yeah, I do. Here it is. Ready?
Didn't you play the last week?
I don't know.
You did.
All right, here it is. Ready?
That's better. All right.
If you'd like to contact the staff at MacaChat Radio, please feel free to send an email to either Mark at MacaChat Radio or Bill at MacaChatRadio.com. Or why the hell are you still on the air at Macam
Radio? Macam
Radio? MacaChatRadio.com.
Hey!
Okay, go ahead.
You may also visit our home on the web at www.com.ww.netcc.yahoo.com.
Kicking lips and silly things. We're unemployed, so let's all say.
Go ahead.
www.macachatradio.com. We are generally always available for download on Tuesdays, except for last week, on the website, and now streaming QuickTime and coming soon, Kerbango Tuner in iTunes, and you can get it via your coffee maker through Compaq computers.
Are you done now?
Yeah, hurry up. The song's almost done.
Thanks to William and all the guys over at appleisp.com for hosting and providing the exclusive web space for the Mac and Chat Radio Network. If you would like to have your own site hosted, check them out at www.appleisp.com and make sure to tell them that those two morons on the Macintosh radio show sent you. Also, thanks to the always lovely Julie Manteca for donating her computer voice. If you need any professional voiceover work, don't talk to Smitty. She's the gal to talk to. Contact her at julie@smitty.com. Another big thank you to Jim Holodeck of the Starship Enterprise, of the All You Sportswear Enterprise, for taking on the role of official Mac and Chat Radio Network gear provider. You can check them out and buy some of their stuff at www.allyou.com. And thanks to John Simmons, brother of Gene, who is the web content manager for Kerbango.com, who is still trying to get our show into iTunes. Keep trying, guys.
And the Mega Chat Priority Hour.
Oh, here we go.
It's copyright of the Mega Chat
Priority Network. This is a funny one. Slow down.
The Mega Chat Variety Hour is copyrighted the Mega Chat Radio Network, and of course, all rights reserved. No part of the show should be rebroadcast or retransmitted without the express written consent of the cast of Different Strokes and what's left of them. Phil Schiller absolutely hates us, hates the show, hates upstate New York, and as it turns out, is also a half-brother of our mother's side. No Macintoshes were harmed in the recording of the show except for Bill's new PI book, which is already crashing due to the Googly Eyes extension. Now the official show sponsor. If you would like to appear on the guest as a show, forget it. We are unlocking the door and or answering the phone.
Nice.
Play music and exit with karaoke, which
we don't have again this week. We're too lazy.
We'll do
it next week.
We're really.
No, we need karaoke.com or one of those guys. We need some CDs so we can give you full sponsorship of the show. We need some CDs every week. So let's go. If you're listening, we need some
CDs. You want to sing over Elvis?
So,
crank it up.
The fiddles will be high. They're out there on the town. They're born alive. The
fiddles will be high. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, their whole town is a shivering away. Yeah, it's hard to breathe.
Crank up the bass.
Yeah, ooh, yeah. Let me see a pair of
Jobs,
Ah, Steve Jobs.
Yeah. It's a hug of hurry. Oh, hug of hurry.
Meow.
See you next week.
All right, bye-bye. See you later.
That's it, I'm out of here.